welcome to Gems with me, Corey Glassell. So what I am like thinking about so much is the vibe of money. How do you get the vibe of money? What is the vibe of wealth? What is the vibe of luxury? And I mean V-I-B-E. What is the vibe? And if you can perceive the vibe, if you can be around the vibe, you know, I like to tell people that having money and wealth is contagious. It's a really cool disease, okay? And one of the ways that you can increase your vibe and increase your awareness about luxury and wealth is to be around it, tangibly feel it, touch it, smell it. If you have a friend who's super rich, go hang out with them. Go to their house. Spend as much time as you can with them. Befriend them. See what it's like to sit in their $10,000, $20,000, $50,000, I don't know what, $5,000, whatever it is, huge home. You know, anything $5,000 and up is pretty darn big. See what that's like to be in that much space. Think about owning that much space, having that for yourself every day of your life. Wow, you know, it's a lot different vibe than being in an apartment with 250 people and you're in a, you know, 500 square foot, 700 square foot pad and you can hear the people bonking upstairs. I mean, it's just a completely different vibe, okay? So to be the vibe of luxury, to be the vibe of money, it helps to perceive the vibe. If you can perceive it in someone else, then you can receive it and you can be it. So where do you need to go to perceive it? A lot of times I tell people, go to a luxury hotel, take your computer. If you're a woman, wear high heels, take your computer and go sit in the, usually they have a bar and a lounge bar, order one drink and do some computer work and begin to perceive the vibe of a luxury hotel. The other thing you can do is you can walk into luxury brand stores, not like just the counter in Macy's or something or Bloomingdale's, but like actually walk into a Chanel boutique or walk into a St. John boutique or walk into a Louis Vuitton boutique or an Yves Saint Laurent boutique and get the vibe of the clothes and how much time it took to make them. So when you are around that and then you begin to say, I'd like to have this in my life. Oh, so if you're a guy like, and you don't really want to go shopping, and I totally understand that, go to a Bentley dealership, okay? Go sit in a Bentley. Put on your best clothes and go over there and act like you're interested in buying a car and sit in them. Smell the leather or a Porsche. Oh my God, the leather in a Porsche smells so good. It's orgasmic. Get the energy and the vibe of luxury and what it could be like to have that in your life. And then begin to ask, what do I need to be and do differently to have this car show up in my life? What do you need to change? What do you personally need to be and do different? And this is the beginning of inviting more wealth and more luxury into your life. The other place I would go would be like an antique store. I would go into an antique store that sold silver, beautiful china, as well as beautiful antique furniture and paintings and art. And I would go and I would spend time there and just perceive the vibe of wealth. And then as well, educate yourself on what rich people buy. What do rich people buy? Well, you know, the rich person, you know, the most talked about rich person right now is the president of the United States. And what does he buy? He buys hotels. So, you know, perhaps you want to go to a hotel. That's really easy. Go to a luxury hotel. I would highly recommend the Ritz-Carlton, the Four Seasons, the Belmont Group. Luxury hotel brands. They're a specific brand and you can Google them and find out. I'm sure there's one in your city. if you live in a city. If you don't live in a city, next time you're in a city, try one out. Go have a glass of champagne at the bar. Have a glass of the house champagne, for goodness sakes. The most it could be is probably $12. So, you know, treat yourself to luxury by experiencing the vibe of it. Go somewhere that is surrounded by wealth. Where is that for you? What have you always dreamed of doing that you've never done? Do something different. Do something fun. So what energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be to have more fun, more mun, and more ease now and in the future? And everything that doesn't allow you to have that, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, choice, poison, beyond. And everywhere you've stopped yourself from doing something like that and thought it was crazy, well, pock and pot that shit. Just put on your Sunday best and go over to the hotel bar and have a glass of champagne and soak yourself in the vibe of luxury and the vibe of the rich and famous. I still get that for men, going to the Bentley store, the Rolls Royce and Bentley store would be so awesome. Or Porsche. Man, Porsches are so awesome. Or Mercedes. Mercedes are incredibly luxurious cars. So you've got choice. What are you going to do with it? Are you going to choose more happiness? Or are you going to choose more, oh, I can't, I'm a victim, I'm a wimp? If you have to borrow somebody's nice clothes, borrow the nice clothes. Just put on a nice clean white shirt and a tie and a pair of slacks. Polish your shoes and go for it. You can do this. And begin to breathe in the energy and the vibe of luxury and wealth. Well, that's my little gem for today. And what else is possible for you? And how much fun can you have going around your city looking for the vibe of wealth? Enjoy. Talk to you next time on Gems with Curry Glassell. That's me. Okay, bye-bye for now.